Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, folks, I've had to put the sunglasses on. Michael has walked in today wearing stripes. Stripes should be worn with certain clothes and certain styles, but today he's really pushed the limits. Carolyn, you're sitting there in your office thinking, what the hell?
Carolyn, tell me stripes are in.
They are definitely in, and I'm just wondering which way you're wearing them. Are they horizontal or are they vertical?
They're vertical and they're black and white.
Oh, my goodness.
Should stripes, when you're wearing them, should you wear them horizontal? Don't they make you look bigger when they're horizontal or not?
Well, that's kind of been challenged recently.
Right.
It used to be the unspoken rule that stripes look best going up and down, not round and round.
Mm.
But new research is challenging this long-held belief. Initially, Thompson turned the fashion world upside down a couple of years ago when he compared vertical and horizontal stripes on two-dimensional drawings of women in striped dresses and on 3D cylinders. And he found there was no support of the notion that horizontal lines are fattening on clothing.
Ah.
Findings were published in 2010 and were supported by the theory of a 19th century Prussian psychologist. See, this is very serious. Called Hermann von Helmholtz, I think is how you say his name. That ladies with cross stripes on them make the figure look taller. Now, she was very sceptical of Thompson's findings and wondered what the result would be if the experiment was conducted on real people rather than drawings. So at the International Science Festival in Edinburgh in April this year, 500 visitors were shown videos of models wearing stripes and asked to rate how tall or wide they looked. And the results showed that the vertical stripes actually make people look taller and horizontal stripes wider.
But I've got to be honest, if I wear a T-shirt with, you know, like horizontal stripes, I can look a little barrel-like. You know, there you go, honest about it. But
yeah.
I don't know. And if I wear them the other way, it does give me, whether it is, I am tall, but it does give the illusion of being taller. Do you not think?
Well, it depends. See, I interviewed Gok Won about this about a year ago, and I asked him this question. And this is when, you know, this Thompson's research had come out, basically, and everyone was going, oh, God, now vertical stripes are wrong, and you should wear horizontal stripes. And Gok was like, God, really? Is that true? And he didn't even know about the study, and he was shocked and said, well, I've always been taught that vertical stripes are more flattering.
Hmm.
And the same with, you know, Dior. He wrote in his style Bible that stripes used horizontally can be very charming, but not for plump people because they are very shortening.
We seem to have the Country Road catalogue at home last night. I was looking through, and it's all stripes, you know, for men and women. So
absolutely, no, it's still very much, you know, it's a very classic look, particularly the black and white or the black and or the white and navy. But in recent years, you know, Prada also mixed it up by pushing out sort of like licorice all sort type stripes out there with, you know, your big blacks, your oranges, and then people have now coloured those up with beautiful pastel colours all in within one garment. So there's lots of different stripes out there at the moment.
Carolyn, thank you very much. We look forward to getting out there in the shops and going online and buying stripes for summer.
Yep,
so
more stripes.
Still inconclusive, really, and I guess just choose a stripe that suits you best.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week.
Cheers.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.